This is Jenny Hughes from Signs of the Bizarre. This afternoon I'm going to be interviewing Eileen Luca and Klaus Rumler about a really interesting project that they've been working on for the last 3 years. Eileen, can we start off just telling people what the title of your project is?
The title of the project is Draufhaber TV. And for those of you who don't speak German, Draufhaber means literally translated to have a dab hand at something. So it's Dab Hand TV.
Dab Hand is good.
And I'm Klaus Rumler. I'm the executive coordinator of the whole project and covering the media education section of the project, Draufhaber TV. So this will be an online video community for young learners, adolescents at the transition from school to vocational training.
Okay, will one of you, I don't mind which one, just tell me the story about the project. For those of us who haven't been involved in it, who know nothing about it, can you tell me how it all happened?
Klaus, can you tell how it happens?
Okay, it happened, first of all, it's a joint project where four parties are involved. One is media education within educational sciences at the university, in Bremen. And there is the Institute for Information Technologies, roughly, dealing with usability issues on community websites, for example. And there is Eileen's Institute, Institute of Technology and Education.
ITB.
In Bremen also. And we've got the company Konstruktiv, it's called, who are producing the website itself, so the whole platform. They are concerned with social bookmarking service, Mr. Wong, the big one. And this joint project then decided to go for video as educational tool and question itself, because in times of Web 2.0 we figured that all of the others are doing very text-based learning within schools, and that learning, for example, especially directed towards at-risk learners, isn't quite the right thing to approach them with, for example, storytelling with written words. So you need to pick up young learners where they are, and this is why video is so important. Video is important for adolescents. They are downloading videos, and they are also taking videos with their mobile phones to an extent that we can say all of young people use video, and more than half of it already uploaded videos to a sharing platform. And that's our hook to enhancing young people's learning.
Okay, so as a teacher working with an age group 14 to 19 years old, what does it mean for me as a teacher in the classroom?
Well, you can. The first is we are giving you a video platform where you can produce videos and show videos and share videos in a protective environment with cyber workers and not with all this bullshit that is floating around in the internet too. And what is important, I think, is through video you can bring in the real life, the life of young people into the classrooms, because this is the title, what it's all about. It's to have a dab hand at it. And so young people should start reflect on it, and what area I'm good in it, even though if my marks are not as good in school, even if I am bad in school performance, I can something. I am good at something, and I want to show it to the world with videos. And I think this can be really good used by teachers who are doing practical things in the classrooms with their students, to enable them, to empower them, and to get more self-confidence if they are using medium as a way to share the abilities and the practical knowledge of the young people who they are working with.
So is it the content that's important, or is it the process of making the videos?
I think it's both. The first is the process of making the videos. This is Klaus' parts. This is creating media competences and learning and a change from a consumer to a more producer side, what we all aim at when we are talking about Web 2.0. But of course, it is also to make young people aware of their abilities, of their knowledge, of the practical knowledge they already have, and to make it visible and then orientate themselves in the process of finding a job.
Okay, so Klaus, I'm a young person and I'm making a video. Why would I use this platform and not put it onto YouTube?
The difference between YouTube, or why we are not yet just another YouTube clone, is that we provide lots of additional features. Like, for example, the YouTube feature would be that the Draufhaber TV is an archive of your personal learning material, learning videos, and so on. The other thing is that we are, or that Draufhaber TV provides an online community within itself, so you can exchange thoughts on your videos, you can comment on other people's videos, for example, encouraging them to expand on certain topics they covered within their videos, and you get feedback on your own videos on the content level, so just encouraging each other or asking each other questions, how did you do this and that, or getting feedback on the production level of the video, where it says, okay, you might want to re-record this because there was a crackling sound in there, or the lightning was quite bad. So learning happens on at least two levels, on the content side of the video, and on the production side, how to make a video, how to take videos with mobile phones, as we've heard from Helen Keegan today, who is also of the opinion that mobile clips do have a different kind of aesthetics, and we need to learn how this works. We need to build a cultural practice, let's say, around this video taking with mobiles, and learn how to develop certain languages, a grammar of video.
And if I may add, what is very important for the transition process is that we hope in 2 years we can provide a kind of e-portfolio with the videos for these young people, so that they can select from the videos they have made a set of videos, and this putting this in an e-portfolio way, and then creating a link and send this link out to future employees or to possible employees, together with their traditional application sheets and application formats, so that employees who are looking for apprentices will have not only a look at school marks, but also can get a vision of those people applying for a job through the videos they have done. And we are hoping that this will enhance the employability of young learners at risk too.
Okay, now I know there's lots of teachers already using video in the classroom. So what makes this really different?
Well, the thing is that the platform first is makes it different because it's focused on the young people producing the videos, and it's not on videos as a means of teaching and of on consuming.
Okay. So this is Web 2 use of video rather than Web 1.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's Web 2 use rather than Web 1 video.
And in addition to that, many video projects within educational settings inside school and outside school suffer the problem of sustainability. So many of those videos do not reach the public or even the families at home, because learners cannot upload their material anywhere. So school servers wouldn't allow uploads of more than 2 megabytes, for example, or they wouldn't even allow them to cut and edit their videos. So it kind of, or recent videos just kind of hung up in the air with no further use. And we can now offer schools spaces where they can upload their stuff and reuse it afterwards in other classrooms, in other sessions, or even outside school.
Okay, just one more question, I think. How regulated will this be? I mean, will it be heavily moderated? Will the young people who are using it be able to choose what videos to put up, what they delete, how long they're kept? Do they have control over the comments?
They have the first is we have we will work with cyber workers to get rid of all the bullying, cyber bullying stuff. Of course, we will not through this we will not allow illegal content, and we will take care that nobody will upload a video where he is burning a cat or something like this. But any kind of content is allowed. They have full rights on the videos. They have, of course, different levels of to share the videos to the community, to keep that private, to delete it. They will be informed when a different user is reusing the videos about the reuse. They can delete it, and I think we have taken great care on those legal stuff so that they are in full control of the videos but still can show them and publish them in an easy way.
And how do you cope with the, I suppose in English one would say, the have and the have-nots? I mean, this depends on young people having access to the smartphone technologies that some of them have got but an awful lot of them haven't. Is that going to be an issue?
From my recent research, we have to consider that especially at-risk learners are quite well equipped with the latest phones on the one side at the moment or right now already. The other thing what we will provide on the platform itself is an editing software, so no one needs to buy editing software to really produce the videos. And on the other hand, we need to look forward when developing such an interface. So we're looking forward to 3 or 5 years from now on and how people will be equipped with technology then. So have and have nots is... We need to separate access now at the moment from access to knowledge or access to software which will be provided by the platform itself. So we are kind of equalizing our audience by that.
Okay, and maybe Eileen. I keep saying one more question. This is about the second one more question. No, it's really interesting stuff. Teachers who are going to be using this, how are you going to roll it out to the teachers? How are you going to train the teachers?
But we are working together with some service bureaus where they are training tools. And, of course, we can provide them help in finding training providers from the administration staff to get trained, or we have a limited space of time to help classes to get used to this video platform. So we are training on ourselves, the teachers, but we are also helping teachers to find training facilities for themselves.
Okay, so where can I find out more about it?
The website, the URL is draufhaber.tv.
Would you like to spell that?
That is, at the moment, draufhaber.tv.
Okay.
We are trying to find an English name so we can we can buy us an English name.
Can we have a competition for this?
Yeah,
think
exactly.
Of an English name.
Yeah.
It would be so nice if we could just find a name that you could Google.
Yeah. And our key cohort is complaining that we are using a German name, so maybe we should change it.
Eileen, Klaus, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim. Very much.